Hi, welcome to another edition of the DK and Comet Show. I'm Comet.
And I'm not DK.
Yes, DK could not join us tonight. He's taking a short vacation while he gets his computer fixed, so instead we have MK joining us.
Hello, everybody.
I'm sure you all know and remember the elite jester himself. Anything to say before we begin the show?
Vote MK, even though I'm not in the contest. But vote for me anyway.
Actually, I approve of that message.
Excellent.
Anyway, we got a good show lined up today. We have two full divisions to look over in terms of past results, and we'll also look at the next few upcoming matches. Let's start things off by looking at a match between Shadow Zero and Dan Cervone. This was not really a close match. Shadow Zero won this rather easily taking all categories, all major categories from the voting blocks. And that includes GoldenEye, which was probably Cervone's strongest point. Mike, what do you have to say about this match?
Well, there's nothing really surprising about the match. Cervone has been around sporadically for the past few years, but he hasn't been anywhere close to as active as Shadow Zero's been.
And in almost an identical match, QB and Greg Lewis, almost identical results, and QB easily winning in all categories. And again, just a matter of QB being really active and Greg not really being around a whole lot. Another one of our blowouts from the past matches. PYL had a convincing victory over a fan. Thoughts on this one?
PYL really dominated the chat vote, but there's no big surprise there.
No, he's probably with the most active chatter around right now. Between him and Thingy, anyway.
Yeah.
But a fan, he's kind of a strange guy. It was hard to tell going in if he was going to draw more votes for or against him. And it's really hard to judge how strong PYL really is, since a lot of them votes for him could have been just solely against a fan. The other blow we had in the past 8 matches, we had Whiff completely dominating over Dennis Lucid. 41-9. Wow. I believe that's our biggest match, or our biggest win so far in the contest.
Yeah, there was really no surprise here. The only chances Lucid had for any votes at all were joke votes, and possibly PD votes, but still, he couldn't even touch Whiff.
Yeah, Whiff's just too strong, and that'll actually be an interesting matchup when Whiff goes up against PYL to see how strong PYL really is in chat. Looking at one of the more interesting matches, though, we had Luke just edging out Dale, 29-24. Thoughts on this one?
Luke took the GoldenEye vote here, no big surprise. But what was a surprise is that the chat vote was split, since that's Dale's strongest area, which very well may have cost her this match.
Yeah, she only won that by 2 votes, 16-14, I believe. Although, I guess it could be accounted to the fact that she really hasn't been around lately. And Luke is a bit of a chatter. He's around the chat room quite a bit himself. Although, the most interesting part of that was the predictions. 21 people predicted Luke to win, as opposed to 20 predicting Dale. So, it was pretty much a toss-up going in.
Close one.
Another match that was really a toss-up going in, although the people didn't really think so, was Dirk and Henrik. And Dirk came in really as the clear favorite, being the higher seed, and 32 people favoring him to win the match. But Henrik pulled it out in the end and ended up winning 29-20. Are you surprised with this result?
I'm actually very surprised that Dirk didn't at least keep this closer, if not win. He's been very active in chat and on the boards, and I believe he's even played GoldenEye recently, which possibly could have taken a couple votes away from Henrik. However, Henrik hasn't been as active, but he still has his GoldenEye legacy, such as discovering the train strategy, as well as some TAS stuff, so that may have put him over the top.
Yeah, and he also is working on some Perfect Dark TAS stuff as well, so he would have got a few extra votes from there, although he only won that 8-6, so probably didn't make a huge difference. Nonetheless, though, I was a little surprised that Dirk lost, not entirely, but I was surprised that he lost by as much as he did. I thought it would be a bit closer, more like 50-50.
Yeah.
Speaking of 50-50, how about Liz actually winning her first round match against Speedrun Trainer by a single vote?
I thought this would be a close one, but I'm still surprised that Liz managed to win. Her only real voting blocks here would be chat, which she sometimes appears in, and also the Virginia meet, which in this case is evidence that the Virginia meet vote is a factor. Also, another surprising split of the vote came in GoldenEye. I thought Speedrun Trainer would get more votes in that block than he did.
Yeah, because he is pretty active in GoldenEye, and he shares a lot of videos, and I mean, he doesn't really do anything bad to really draw any votes against him. I guess maybe Liz just drew some votes for being a girl and just generally good looking.
That's possible.
Jimbo. Cool. Anyway, the final match we're going to take a look at was the most recent match we had. He actually beat out Goose 28-22. Goose was the clear favorite going into the match with 30 people predicting him to win the second round match. Very first second round match, by the way. This is actually second round underway. I guess I didn't mention that earlier.
Oh yeah, welcome to the second round, everyone.
Yes, second round of the contest is now underway, starting with this match. Anyway, yes, Cum actually easily won this match, beating Goose in all categories, with the exception of GoldenEye, which Goose still only barely won. What would you account this win to?
Well, before I start with that, I'd like to mention that even though Goose was clearly favored in the brackets, the spread, which was 50-50, by the way, Cum did manage to win the spread bets, 27-22, I believe. Anyway, the narrow win for Goose in the GoldenEye block is pretty surprising. And the biggest vote-getters for Cum were chat and the boards. However, both Cum and Goose are pretty active in both of these, but Goose has had some questionably hit behavior in chat and on the boards, so that may have been grounds for anti-votes.
Yeah, it was actually a pretty interesting match, though, considering that the two of them do share most of the voting blocks. But Cum managed to pull it out, and he's the first member of the third round of our contest. Staying on topic with the second round, we're going to look at today's match, which is Matthias Tenham versus Ran Isran. Now, Matthias managed to knock out Clemens, who was the 2 seed in the first round, and Matthias has the potential to knock out the 3 seed as well. What are your thoughts?
Well, Matthias is a very strong contest entity. He has been in past years, and I'm sure he'll continue to be strong this year. However, his win versus Clemens may have been due to some anti-votes against Clemens because of his behavior on the boards, that's been a bit controversial. Clemens created some fake names such as Armov Society and a few others, which certainly cost him a few votes. Ryan, on the other hand, his strong points are Perfect Dark and Goldeneye, as he was the dual champ for a while.
And remains the Perfect Dark champion.
Right. And also the new school, since the newer people are probably going to be more familiar with Rayan than Matthijs, since he hasn't been around much in the past few years. However, Matthijs does remain strong with the old school, and he may even take some of Rayan's Goldeneye vote, as he had a solid career of his own, peaking in third place. So I think this match is really too close to call. What do you think?
It is pretty even. I'm going to say Matthijs has the slight advantage in this one, mostly because Rayan on the boards, most of his posts are basically personal records and world records, and not much else. He doesn't really have a whole lot to say. And, well, personality-wise, I don't think no one really knows him. Interesting enough, though, in this matchup with the predictions, 8 people predicted Matthijs to win. 9 people predicted Rayan to win. And remember, that's at a 41. I believe most of the predictions were for Clemens to win this match, but he has already been eliminated, so that will not be possible. Way to ruin all your brackets, guys. Good job. Anyway, looking at another interesting match, is a matchup between two very similar people. We have Shep and Fal. They're both European, they're both chatters, and both of them really haven't done much in terms of gaming with Goldeneye and Perfect Dark. How do you see this one turning out?
Well, although these two are very similar, their first round results were very different. Shep had a pretty easy target, I guess you could say, against Blood E, as Blood E was mostly known in chat, but for the wrong reasons. Fal, on the other hand, pulled a surprising upset versus Matus. As for the match itself, I think there's going to be a lot of same fanbase factor here, especially in chat and Europe, as you said. And I think this one will be close, with potential for another upset, but it's anyone's game.
Yeah, and I'm going to say I like Shep to win this one, mostly because he is from Europe, but he seems to be more in touch with the North Americans, as he's around a lot during North American times. He's really up to date in all the North American sports, and I guess, you know, he just seems to be a North American, so to speak. Actually, I had to double check to make sure he actually was European, because I wasn't sure myself. But yes, 28 people predicting Shep to take this match. Don't count Fal out, though. He's always been a surprise in these contests, and like you said, he did pull the upset in the first round, and he's pulled many upsets in past contests before. So don't be surprised if he takes this one, but it should be close, unless the same fan base factor really applies, in which case this match could potentially be a blowout.
Yeah, I think Shep will take this one, but the results will be pretty close.
The only other match we want to look at is another interesting one, actually. We look at an old school legend in Greg Wall going up against a new school phenom in Glenn Stevens. Now, another clash of new school versus old school, and the old school has been getting a lot of support so far this contest. Although, when you look at OD, he's an active Goldeneye player, and he's a very active chatter as well. He posts a lot on the boards. He's going to have a lot of the new school support, and it's going to be really hard for Wall to top that. Do you think he'll be able to do it?
Well, in addition, he's been playing Mario Kart 64 lately, so if any Carters wander over here, they'll probably vote for Glenn. But anyway, I agree that these two are very similar. They're both immensely popular personalities within the Elite. They both won their first round matches in a blowout. They basically draw from the same groups, with the exception of New School versus Old School. And I think that this will be a close match, but Glenn will take it.
Yeah, I think that Glenn will also take this match, mostly because Wool hasn't been around the boards a whole lot. He hasn't been posting a whole lot. I mean, I know he's done the Virginia meets and everything, but I don't think he's going to get enough New School support to be able to overtake Glenn and win this match. This message has been approved by John Endgamer Barber.
Hey gang, it's me. Just wanted to know, Comet says this show's going to go up already tonight on the 5th, so just wanted to let you know if you haven't about the 4th of July. NSA, of course, stands for No Sleepathon. I put together a pretty cool new system this year for tracking votes, and we got MG and Fail are running the show. So if you do want to get started on the 5th of July and make a run, let one of those guys know, or if you're in the middle of a run now, just let one of those guys know. They'll get you in the system and get some good, fun competition. Otherwise, if you just want to watch, it's as always at ngamer.com/NSA/NSA.php is a big leaderboard for this year. So join in. It's a fun time for all.
This message has been brought to you by Coca-Cola. We never sleep. Well, that's a bit about all the time we have for this episode of the DK and Comet Show. I would just like to make an announcement that within the upcoming days, we're going to hope to get a special show out that's basically recapping the entire first round. We're going to have a couple special guests on and just kind of see where it takes us. Should be fun, just a little bit of extra. So, from the DK and Comet Show, I'm Comet.
And I'm not DK.
And hopefully DK will be with us the next time. Or shortly, anyway. See you next time.